Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We got to find out if they're going to win and lose these games. And, of course, we got to pick the playoff opponents, too. Only 3 weeks left. I got to do the ESPN playoff machine for this. Are you excited?
You know what? I was trying to figure out if you could do this, or someone tell me if anybody's done the math yet. If the Bills beat Pittsburgh, we know they clinch a spot.
Mm-hmm.
Do they clinch five? I can't, and I started to do the math between the Bills and Houston and Tennessee and the five seed.
Listen,
and my mind started to hurt.
I don't know why you do the math when you can just go to the New York Times playoff machine.
That's why I didn't take, because that's cheating.
It's
cheating.
It's
I'm a hands-on guy. That's cheating. That's like doing an open book quiz.
No, it's like driving your car to work because car is designed to do things for you.
No, that's like, you know what? That's like having an automatic car. Like, you're not even driving. You just sit in the back seat and it drives itself. That's cheating.
That sounds great.
No, I like doing work. I like getting my hands dirty. I like doing it myself. I don't like relying on just a computer to do things for me.
So what'd you find out?
I stopped because it was beginning to hurt my head. It's too much math. Okay, if Houston splits their games, wait a minute, they have an NFC game. So if they do that, what's the conference tiebreaker? And it just started hurt. It's a lot easier using the computer and let them do the work for me, but I just didn't want to do that.
Well, if the Bills win two games, they're pretty much locked into the five.
I was going on, you beat Pittsburgh, but then you could be 10-6. I'm going worst case scenario after you beat Pittsburgh. Would you clinch Sunday night? Would you clinch the five? And like I said, I should use the playoff machine, but I just didn't feel like doing
it. Well, we'll use the ESPN one so we can find out what the seed is, where they are, and how they're going to do. You've done really great this year on Pick the Bills. You haven't been wrong on that often. You picked them to lose to Baltimore.
I've been wrong. I think now that's four times, five times.
And as we start this edition of Pick the Bills, we have a texter that pointed out there was a time that Howard flipped a coin for this game. Can you believe this guy?
Yeah, I don't.
He flipped a coin.
I thought that was hilarious.
People didn't like it. This game is too important.
I thought it was funny.
Let's have you pick the Bills.
A tradition unlike any other.
All right, we'll go to break. We're done.
Time
right?
to pick
show's
the Bills.
Over. Is the show over?
It's time for Howard to pick the Bills.
Anyway, I'm sorry. What was the question?
Bills Ravens.
Ravens.
Jackson first got a man wide open. It's the tight end Hayden Hurst on the run in the Buffalo 30 inside the 20. Inside the 10 down the far sideline. He is in. Touchdown Baltimore.
What else can we pick? Like how many beers you're going to have pregame? I'm going to pick which receiver throws a touchdown pass this week.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
I don't have any coins on me, so I can't even.
Good. No flipping coins. Get it? Flipping.
No flipping.
No flipping coins.
Oh, I got it. You were using flipping as a...
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so week 15. The Bills sit at currently the 5 seed. If the playoffs started today, they'd go to Houston. Pittsburgh would go to Kansas City. You've got Buffalo and Pittsburgh. Might be kind of for the 5 seed. Anyway.
You know what? We need to talk to the boss about taking our show on the road for the Friday before the wild card game.
I think that's reasonable.
And then stay in town for the game or come back. I got to figure that part out.
We're looking
out.
At Kansas City or Houston. That sounds good.
Good trips.
I'm into that.
Yeah, I'll talk to him.
Let's get some other games here. Jets-Ravens. Ravens.
Ravens, yeah. Unless like Lamar doesn't play and they're playing RG3, but yeah, Ravens.
Patriots-Bengals.
Well, now that they've filmed the Bengals sidelines and they know all the signs and the signals and they have inside information, New England.
I'm going to give you the Chiefs over the Broncos. How about Titans-Texans?
Hey, what happened? Give me the...
I'm trying to move through this to get. I'm trying to move through this to get to the Bills.
Go ahead. What was the next game?
Texans or Titans? What do we think? Titans. They're playing really well.
Yeah.
And they're home.
Where's that game? It's at Tennessee?
Yeah.
Sure. I'll take the Titans.
All right. So that's how the day stacks up. And then the Bills at the Steelers in the Sunday night game.
I'm going to pick the Bills in this one. I feel good about this one. I really do. I think the Bills defense will have its way with Pittsburgh's offense. Sorry, Devlin Hodges. Great story that it is. And I told you, take the under. It'll be a low-scoring game, but the Bills will squeak this one out.
Interestingly enough, if that all plays out, Pittsburgh falls out of the playoffs. And as of that moment, Houston's the 6.
Oh, okay.
And the Bills go to Tennessee as the 4.
Ooh, Nashville. Nice trip.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder how many Bills fans will be there.
Week 16. We'll look around. We'll go, Ravens over Browns. We'll go Steelers over Jets.
Sounds good.
Chiefs over Bears.
Sure. In Chicago?
Texans over Tampa, too.
Tennessee, New Orleans.
What do you want there?
Oh, who is it? Texans, Tampa? Give me Houston.
Houston, and then New Orleans to beat Tennessee?
Yeah.
Okay. Bills, Patriots.
For now, I will pick New England, but I reserve the right to change my mind that week.
If all that plays out exactly that way, everything stays the same.
Somebody check Pittsburgh's press box for a Patriots videographer crew Sunday night just to make sure they're not filming the Bills sideline.
Where are the Steelers in this week? Why can't I find the Steelers?
They play at the Jets.
We already declared
that a
win. Okay,
we picked them, right. Yeah.
So in that scenario, the Bills are the 5. Houston remains the 6, and everything stayed exactly the same. All 6 seeds.
Okay.
On to week 17.
I've not used a coin yet.
Steelers needing a win to get back
so
in.
So, yeah, and the Bills have clinched the playoffs, obviously, mm-hmm. at this point.
I think in this spot, Baltimore has clinched the 1 seed because they have a 1-game lead on New England, and it's the last week of the season, and they have the tiebreaker. So, does Baltimore rest their starters? Does Pittsburgh win of that?
Do the Bills rest their starters? They should against the Jets if they're in the playoffs and they're locked in, right? The division's not alive, is it? No, because they would have lost to New England.
No, it's not alive.
Anyway, I'll take the Bills to beat the Jets.
Okay.
Even if Matt Barkley
I want
plays.
All the other games first.
What was the
Steelers-Ravens.
Steelers.
Steelers, because Baltimore doesn't need it.
And Pittsburgh might need that, yeah.
Okay. New England beats Miami, or does New England rest?
It matters. They'll beat Miami.
Yeah, okay.
New England might
Kansas City,
the
Chargers, they get a win.
KC.
Yeah. Titans-Texans again.
Ooh, that's in Houston.
In Houston.
Give me Houston in that one.
Houston.
Let's make it fun.
All right. So it all plays out. Baltimore's the 1. New England's the 2.
Yeah.
The Bills go to Houston.
Okay.
And Pittsburgh goes to Kansas City.
Okay, I'll take that matchup in Houston.
Who do you like in Pittsburgh, Kansas City?
Oh, I think the Chiefs' offense is just too good. Give me Kansas City in that
okay.
one.
Okay, and then Bills at Houston.
Man, I would take Houston for now. I don't know. This is where I get hate tweets at me on my notifications. But I like the matchup, and I could see the Bills beating the Texans. I've always been a big fan of Deshaun Watson. But anyway, Houston for now.
Houston. To beat the Bills.
Yeah, I don't know. Wow. Where's my coin? Brayton, take out a coin and flip
it. I'm okay with it.
I'll take Houston for now.
I feel like the last couple weeks you've been picking them to win their first round matchup.
Yeah, that's what I said. I don't know. It depends. I could be in a good mood, bad mood. I don't know about that game. It really is. I think the Bills going on the road in the wild card round is a toss-up. I think they have a better shot in Houston than Kansas City. But whatever. I don't know. You want to flip it to a win? Flip it to a win. I could care less.
I mean, I feel like you care.
If they win or lose? Well, I do care that they would win.
That'd be great. Buffalo Bills football Monday.
I could care less.
Hey, the Bills beat the Texans in the playoffs, Howard. Listen, I mean, I don't care.
I'm kind of nonplussed. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of not really caring about that.
Well, all right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.